Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
Let Us Fear God, written by Mark Altrog and read by Stephen Sanders. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 147, verses 10 through 11. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, but the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, and those who hope in his steadfast love. What does it mean to fear God? Consider those words in Psalm 147, 10 through 11. I have a friend who describes his grandfather as a cantankerous old man who would sit in his chair all day and thwack him and his cousins with a cane any time they walked in front of him. Is this what God is like? Sitting in his chair, trying to keep people from having fun? Some kind of cosmic grouch? God commands us to fear him and says that he takes pleasure in us when we fear him. Why? Does he enjoy us being afraid of him? I know I don't want my children to be afraid of me. I want them to love me and enjoy being with me. So, in what sense are we to fear God? This fear that brings God pleasure is not our being afraid of him, but our having a high and exalted reverential view of him. To fear him means to stand in awe of him. Psalm 33:8 says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him." To fear the Lord is to stand in awe of his majesty, power, wisdom, justice, and mercy, especially in Christ, in his life, death, and resurrection. That is, to have an exalted view of God, to see God in all of his glory, and then respond to him appropriately, to humble ourselves before him, to adore him. We tend to be in awe of worldly power, talent, intelligence, and beauty. But these things don't impress God because his delight is not in the strength of the horse, you might say, worldly armies or worldly power, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man, which we could compare to human strength. But God delights in those who fear him and stand in awe of him, instead of trusting in their own human abilities or resources. By way of contrast, the wicked person doesn't fear God. He doesn't stand in awe of God. The wicked has a low view of God. Psalm 36, 1 through 4 says, "Transgression speaks to the wicked, deep in his heart. There is no fear of God. Or he flatters himself in his own eyes, that his iniquity cannot be found out and hated. The words of his mouth are trouble and deceit. He has ceased to act wisely and do good. His plots trouble while on his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He does not reject evil." The wicked person has such a low view of God and such a lack of awe for God that he doesn't think God can find out his sin or hate it. He doesn't act wisely or do good because he doesn't view God as holy and just as serious about punishing sin. He trusts in his own wits and strength. Obviously, the Lord doesn't find any pleasure in the wicked. The wicked refuses to fear God. So let us fear God, stand in awe of him, take refuge in him, and hope in his steadfast love, for it brings the Lord pleasure when we trust in him for strength and help, not of our own wits and resources.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.